Your business is an asset that can support a thriving life. I believe this, and I am committed to making this a reality for every entrepreneur and business owner who listens to this podcast. The Women Thriving in Business podcast was created with you in mind. Whether you are thinking about entrepreneurship or you're a business veteran, this podcast has inspiration, information, and advice you can use to thrive in business. Women Thriving in Business features candid, unscripted conversations with entrepreneurs, business experts, authors, and academics who will contribute to your business success. I seek out and talk with business leaders who have built, grown, and thrived in business. My name is Nikki Rogers, transformation coach, author, and the host of Women Thriving in Business podcast. I work with women entrepreneurs to develop the mindset, strategies, and connections necessary to thrive in business. Join me and your fellow thrivers each week on this journey of discovery and success. Hello, thrivers, and welcome to this week's episode of Women Thriving in Business podcast. My guest today is Tiffany Williams Parra, who is a fitness coach, a life coach, and my friend, and a motivational spirit in my life. In this episode, we talk about how Tiffany got started as a fitness coach and how she helps women thrive in all aspects of life. So here's her official bio. Tiffany Williams Parra is a certified life coach, fitness trainer, best-selling author, motivational speaker, and serial entrepreneur. Tiffany's life-renewing journey began in 2008 when she found herself in bad health due to living an extremely unhealthy lifestyle. After releasing over 100 pounds, she found a huge amount of motivation and passion to teach others how to become reborn through their own health transformations. As an online trainer in the Fitness is My Life community, Tiffany offers online workouts, group health coaching, and individual transformational coaching packages. These programs are designed to elevate your mind, body, and spirit. Tiffany believes that by pushing through adversity, you can reach any of your desired goals. She has learned to conquer her challenges and has shown that if you want long-lasting changes in your health and fitness, you must be committed to a consistent practice of healthy habits. Please listen in to our great conversation today. Let's go. Welcome, thrivers. My guest today is Tiffany Parra, who is the owner of Phoenix Fitness Fanatics and the editor-in-chief of Phoenix Fitness Fanatics magazine. Welcome, Tiffany.
Thank you so much, Nikki. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's just get right into it. I'm so glad to have you as a guest today. And the first question I have is, tell us about your business. What is Phoenix Fitness Fanatics?
So Phoenix Fitness Fanatics is, I'm a personal trainer. So in 2008, I actually released a substantial amount of weight. It was almost 120 pounds. When I got to that first 100 pounds, I got a phoenix put on my back because I've always been fascinated with the mythical phoenix, and I think they're beautiful. So that was also me coming out of, you know, the ashes. I mean, I had to release so many things through the journey. So phoenix really stood out for me. And I am a fitness fanatic, so that's why I added that in there. So it's the Phoenix Fitness Fanatics. I train on physical fitness. I'm also a certified life coach. I'm studying to be a master life coach. So I teach in that area. And I'm also certified in nutrition as well as hydration.
Great. And I will have more questions to ask you about each one of those as we go along. But I'd like for you to tell us what got you started on your entrepreneurial journey.
Well, I think I've always kind of been that entrepreneurial mind. Any job that I've ever had, I've always jumped into those management positions, kind of running things. But after 15 years of human resources, I really just got tired of being in that corporate environment and really wanted to do things on my own. So as I was sharing my story with people, you know, as I was losing the weight, people just really started to gravitate. And as I'm sharing my different tips and tricks and things, they were getting results too. So I said, you know what? I might as well go get certified in this, right? Because I'm already doing the job. So got certified, and it really just started out as a small little business. And now it's just growing into something just a whole lot more. I mean, with the magazine and things now. So yeah.
Great. So it sounds like as you were going through kind of this personal transformation, that's what spurred you on to entrepreneurship. What was the impetus beyond people saying, oh, you're doing really great, you're helping me, Tiffany, but really like being able to let go of your 9-to-5 and step into this full time? What was the catalyst for that?
You know what? I actually got myself around more entrepreneurs and more people that were doing, you know, the small businesses and things, the MLMs, the multi-level marketing and things like that. I was introduced to a global mastermind community, and being around all these people once or twice a week, listening to what they were doing with these different companies, it just really fascinated me. And I think that's really what kind of struck my interest with it. You know, I found a couple of products while just talking to these entrepreneurs because they were involved in them. I started trying little products. You know, that's where it started. Like, oh, let me try this green drink. Someone else said it was good. Let me try this. 3-4 months later, I'm getting really awesome results. Now I'm selling the stuff myself. So I've actually done that now with 4 different products that I'm now a brand partner with in those companies. I think that's really what kind of started me with just expanding out and creating like an ecosystem. You know, all the things that I do promote are all things that help people be extremely healthy in all the aspects of physical fitness, mental health, as well as, you know, spiritual fitness and financial fitness as well.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. I love the fact that you start off as a customer / client, and then you become one of the people who are generating revenue through the use of that product. So that is great. You know, I think we've talked in the past about the importance of having multiple streams of revenue. And so can you talk a bit about how you talked about the fitness training and then selling the products? I know you have a number of other streams of income. And can you talk about why having those multiple streams of income are so important and how you decide as you go about expanding and adding a stream of income? How do you decide whether or not it fits within your company vision?
Honestly, I'm going to tell you, it's really trial and error. I have tried some products. I've gone and worked with different people because I wanted to, you know, support the business. And, you know, maybe it just really seemed really cool at the time. But then as I try it and I start to really get involved with that company, I notice, oh, wait, that company's trying to take my time a little bit more. They want to monopolize my time. And that's not going to work. I need to be able to do my main thing, which is get people healthy, because that's my passion. Then let them try the green drinks. Let them try the detox teas. You know, I am a big person about samples. Sample, sample, sample. Please sample it because I want you to love it before you buy it. So when I started just really picking things that I wanted, for one, I had to talk to the people because I'm working with these people. These are not my partners in life, really. I mean, if I choose to do this the rest of my life, right? So it was meeting the right people and then just testing out the products and making sure that those businesses were just in alignment with mine. And so far, I've been pretty good with keeping it all in alignment. I've only had to let go like 2 or 3 that I got wrong. So it's been pretty good.
And so along those lines, with you having maybe to let some partners go, as well as other things that may have happened in your business, what have been some of your biggest challenges since starting your business?
I think the biggest challenge for me personally is just learning how to balance it all. Learning how to balance it with your family. You and I have spoken about that before, where it's like, you know, hubby's getting mad, you know, because I'm getting pulled over here. And I've got a 16-year-old son that is in water polo. And I've always been that mom that's been on the side of the pool pre-COVID. So now that they're back out there, I have to be there as well. So I think really just trying to balance that. And I'm learning. It's still a work in progress. But what I do with that is I just continue to talk to the women entrepreneurs that are ahead of the game, people that are so much further ahead of it than I am, because they've already gone through this. and they can tell me how to navigate through it. So that's really how I'm able to bounce back when things are going wrong. But that's been my biggest challenge, is just balancing the family life.
Yeah, I think that's any entrepreneur with a family. I think that is one of their biggest challenges. It's family and our friends. It's just balancing that, like, human to human interaction, balancing relationships, I think is always going to be a challenge. But it sounds like you are figuring it out or making your way.
Definitely.
What comes to mind when you think about one of your biggest accomplishments since being in business?
Honestly, I'm going to say right now, my biggest accomplishment, because it just happened, is becoming a number one best-selling author after just stepping into my purpose as an entrepreneur, you know, hiring a business coach. My business coach is the one that pushed me to actually write in her book, which was an anthology that was released in 2019. It was The Queen Boss Rise. And I was horrified to do it. But I said, let me push through and do it. You know, this is going to be good for business. Then I was invited to do another one, Iron Sharpens Iron. And I didn't want to do that one because I decided to step out and do my own anthology, because Dr. Jackie Evans Phillips came to me and said, you know what? I told you we were going to work together again. Are you ready? You have a really amazing group of women around you, and I know they all have some stories to tell. So I decided, hey, let's go ahead and do this. This also really is an alignment with life coaching, teaching people that they're not alone out there. So I really feel like becoming a best-selling author with this book and bringing 10 other amazing women with me to being a bestseller has just been the most amazing thing so far.
Well, congratulations on that bestseller status. That is amazing. And I want to share with the audience, I want you to share with the audience, not only have you written a couple of books, but you took it a step further and decided to create your own magazine. So can you tell us about the magazine?
Of course. Yes. Oh my goodness. That's my baby. So Phoenix Fitness Fanatics Magazine, Elevating Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. That magazine is my baby. That one right there is me bringing together amazing coaches, fitness professionals from around the world, people that just have the knowledge that I don't either, you know, because I don't know it all. So people that know yoga, people that know spiritual drumming, people that know financial health, all those different things. I decided I wanted to bring them all under the umbrella and let's teach people how to be physically, mentally, spiritually, and financially fit. And the way I did that is, again, with masterminding. I was in a mastermind. It was the Signature Entrepreneur and Mastermind group. And I met a wonderful woman named Marissa Bodern. And Marissa is the editor-in-chief of Own It magazine. And she's also the CEO of Own It Publishing. There are 13 magazines in our platform. And when I started with her, I started as a contributing writer with Own It. She said, you have so much going on, Tiff. Why don't you start your own magazine? And I said, I don't think I have enough people that I can't do that. I went out and mentioned it a couple times, let people know what my vision was behind it, and they were just ready. So we now have 8 contributing writers and we're still growing. We have 2 content providers that provide clothing and other products, amazing shea butter. It's just awesome, just the way it's growing. And we are international. We have actually 1 person out of the UK, Jenny, that's writing with us as well. And it's just really amazing to see all these wonderful people coming together to just share their brilliance and what they're good at. You know, we've got a neurotransformational coach. We've got a hypnotherapist. We've got an EFT practitioner. I mean, and these are things that are not necessarily common things that people know. They're not normal, but they're things that work. So I really wanted to put some things out there to people that you don't hear a lot about. I mean, when I say EFT, people look at me kind of like, what? What is that? And I'll say, well, emotional freedom techniques. Well, I still don't understand what you mean. Well, you know what? Well, let me send you a copy of the magazine. So now Jessica in there can explain to you exactly what it is and how to use it in your life to make yourself better.
Yeah, I love that idea of bringing together all these different modalities, these ways of being healthy, maintaining your health, and sharing that really widely. So I am super excited for your magazine and looking forward to being a contributing writer in one of the future issues. You talked a bit about being a nutrition and hydration coach. As we think about women entrepreneurs in particular. Can you talk to us about why nutrition and hydration are so important in order to maintain health and then also to be able to do what you need to do within your business?
Honestly, nutrition and hydration, it's everything. I mean, when you have that foggy brain, when you are feeling lethargic and you just don't feel right, half the time, if someone is complaining about that, I'll ask them, how much water have you had today? And usually, oh, I had maybe two bottles. Two bottles? What do you mean? I wake up in the morning and I drink two bottles right away because that's what kickstarts your whole system. It wakes up your organs and gets you going. So hydration is number one. And the way you hydrate yourself is take your body weight and cut it in half. And that's the ounces that you need to maintain. Now, if you work out, you should probably be drinking a lot more, 15, 20 ounces more when you're in your workout, things like that. But staying hydrated, you're going to make sure you don't cramp up. Us as women, when we get to that time of the month, for one thing, I also like to talk about this with, you know, our entrepreneurs because, hello, we don't take care of ourselves, okay? So when it's that time of the month, we're supposed to drink more water. We wonder why we're so angry and upset and everything's going wrong and we're feeling attacked, but it's not anybody on the outside, it's us and what we're doing to ourselves. We need to be hydrating. Food. People do not eat breakfast anymore. And really, when they tell you breakfast is the number one meal of the day, it really is. You should wake up in the morning. You should go ahead and get your water, get yourself freshened up and go and eat like a queen or a king in the morning. Really fill yourself up. Then in the afternoon, you know what? You don't have to, you're still full, you know, but that gets you ready for the day, gets you revving, right? Now in the afternoon, you eat a little less, have little snacks here and there, but the healthy snacks, come on. Okay. We're not trying to reach for the chips. We want to have some fruits. We want to have our vegetables. We want to make sure we're getting our greens and things in there, you know? So make sure you have your fresh fruits and things. I'm a candy fanatic. Okay. Love it. For a health coach, fitness coach to admit that. Okay. But what I do is when I want sweets now, I go and I freeze grapes. And that's like my candy. That's like a hard candy for me at that time, you know? Or would I'll take bananas and put them in dark chocolate. I love my chocolate. Used to love milk chocolate. I had to give it up. And they said I was diabetic. So you just make those healthy adjustments. I will never tell anyone to deprive themselves of anything. I don't diet. I eat what I want to eat, but it's all about portion control. Read the labels, people, okay? Instead of going and grabbing something, yeah, let's grab a potato chip bag, right? Look at what the serving size is. And the serving size normally is going to be like 12 chips. And 12 chips every once in a while is not going to give you a heart attack. So it's all about portion control and all about making sure that you get hydrated.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing kind of your practical tips because I think most people, when they think of going to a nutritionist, they fear that that person is going to tell them they have to cut out all their favorite foods and eat water and plain yogurt for the rest of their lives. So I appreciate you saying that people should not deprive themselves, just be more mindful.
Exactly.
In how they eat.
And keep a journal because that's very important because if you keep a food journal, when you go on that scale and you see that you gained a little bit of weight, if you go back to that food journal and look and see, okay, what day was that? Oh, that was Tuesday. Oh, that was the day that me and my boss got into it. Oh, that was the day that me and my husband got into it. Or you know what? That was the day the kids were really just giving me a hard time. So when you keep a food journal, you can always go back and be mindful about what you were going through. So then you can start being emotionally intelligent with how you're eating and how you're taking care of yourself. Very important.
Tiffany, can you tell us a bit about how you work with clients? So I hear fitness and nutrition, life coaching, but when an entrepreneur, I'm going to say in particular, an entrepreneur comes to work with you, what do you all do together and kind of what are the results that you are helping them achieve?
Well, I have an app called Fitness is My Life. So that is really the basis of my training because that helps us to, remember I said that food journal. We actually have a food journal right here on our phones, right? So it makes it very easy. It tracks your nutrition. It also tracks your exercise. There's over 6,000 different exercises programmed in the app. So once I actually do that initial evaluation on my clients, figure out, okay, do you have any type of physical limitations, things like that? What are the things you like to do? Because I don't want to give someone a workout and they don't like to run or ride a bike. I'm not going to tell them to do that 2 days a week, 3 days a week, because they're not going to do that. Because I can't stand doing that. So I want to find out what it is that just lights you up. What makes you smile when you work out? And if it's nothing, then you know what? We're going to start online first, because I do online coaching. It's all on Zoom. It's in the privacy of your own home. And I make it really fun. We've got music and it's just, you got my big, huge smile first thing in the morning, you know, and I just have a huge energy level. So I am not one of those drill sergeant coaches. I just really enjoy having fun, showing you how to do these things that you can do on the day-to-day yourself. So we do mostly body weight activities. Sometimes we add in some resistance bands, or we'll add in some hand weights, things like that. But your body can do such amazing things with just its own weight. And that's usually how I get them started. And that really is the best way for an entrepreneur, is to work at home. Work out at home if you have the space, because you're going to get it all done now. You don't have to drive back home. You can go to the next room, get yourself a shower, get changed, and you're ready to go. And you do it first thing in the morning. So now your day is set. Your energy's on high. You're going to have the best day because you set it that way. You have that full intention to set your day right, do your body right, make sure you have your nutrition, and make sure you set yourself right. Now, if you don't want to go online, I do also work with clients in the gym as well. Now that the gyms are opening up, I will meet at the gym and work them through some of those things, because some people like to go to the gym, but some people are confused at the gym. They're there looking at the machine, scratching their head because they don't understand it. And what happens when you do that? They either don't use it or they use it wrong. And then when they use it wrong, now they're hurt. So I'll go in, show them the basics of the machines. We'll meet together. And then once a week, we do our weigh-in. I'll have them weigh themselves every day, because during my journey, I did weigh myself every day. Some people say, don't do that. I weighed myself every day, and that's what worked for me. Now, that's what I tell my clients. Sometimes they do it, sometimes they don't. But when I would weigh myself every day, I would see, oh, wait a second, that was 0.6 ounces. What did I do? What did I do? So it just helped me to stay conscious and aware of it. So we meet once a week, though, just to check in and do our measurements as well. If they are in a different state, I will watch them do their measurements, and we'll do them together online as well. I also do meal prepping. We do our Sassy Sunday meal prep sessions as well. And that's where I just teach people how to get themselves set up for the week. We do salads in a jar. We'll do little taco bowls, Mediterranean bowls, whatever it is. But I like to find out what they like to eat as well, because again, I don't want to deprive them of the things that they like. I just want to show them how to eat it right.
So really, folks working with you have no excuse for not being healthy.
I'm teaching you real life, people. So you have no excuse.
I love that full service, and really kind of, and building it so it fits into someone's lifestyle. So I think that it's great. And in an earlier conversation, you talked about being in the equine management business. Can you talk a bit about how you got started in that, and what is it like being in the horse industry?
I've been riding since I was 5. My dad was a horse lover. I remember seeing pictures of myself at 2 years old in my dad's lap on the back of a horse. So I've always just had a real just fondness for horses. When I moved out to my area, I moved out to Chino, California, when I was in the 9th grade. And it was the hugest culture shock for me, because I felt like, oh my gosh, I'm moving to like this farmland from the city. I was from Orange County. Coming out here, it smelled like cows. It was just the nastiest thing. But as I looked around, I just saw the horses on the side of the road and up on the hills and things. And I just really started to find that fun. Like, oh my gosh, like, wow, I'm this close to them. And then I went to high school and they had something called FFA, Future Farmers of America. I had no idea that I was going to be the president of the Future Farmers of America in the years to come. But when they told me that I could raise my own animals and I didn't have to have my own farm, I could use the farm on campus, that's what got me really started into just animals, period. I had cows, I had sheep, I had pigs, I had rabbits, everything. Then after I graduated, I went to college and I did horse ranch management classes, just to get myself back into the horses. My first job when I moved out here was at a park. It was at Prado Park Stables. I started cleaning up the horse stables when I first started there. And they would go to the auctions and get these horses. And I remember being there and I remember the owner saying, you can't ride. You don't know what you're doing. I said, you know what? I bet you I could break one of the horses that you bring in here. And I worked on it. I actually spent a lot of time with this horse. I gave him sugar every day. I really just started a relationship with this horse. You know, I mean, he waited for me every day. And when it came time, you know, we put the saddle on him. We got him trained with that. Then we went ahead and said, okay, we're going to put some weight on you. I got thrown a couple of times. I got busted up a little bit here and there, but I was able to get him completely broke at the time. So it was just really amazing to be able to do that. And one day I will have a Frisian horse in my life again. My son is scared of them. My husband won't ride either, but hey, I will be riding the heck out of my horse in my own backyard one day.
So as you recount that story about the horse, I mean, that just really made me think about entrepreneurship. Like you prepare a lot and you have to take it slow and there's these steps that you have to take and then you can do everything right and then you get thrown. Like what is, you know, that's a metaphor for life in general, entrepreneurship in particular.
You're gonna mess yourself off.
Exactly. So one of the things I always like to ask my guest, Tiffany, is what are two songs that are on your power playlist and why?
You know what? I actually love Kelly Clarkson and Champion, and I have used that in my magazine a few times as well. It's just be the last one standing, you know, just it's such a powerful song and it just makes me just say, never give up, you know, just keep going. Oh, it's my other one. Oh my goodness. And I wrote it down too because I have so many of them. I mean, every Beyonce song really gets me going. I'm going to tell you, that's the queen right there. I got a couple of others too. You know what? I actually even have some Eminem on my playlist too.
I love it. You're like, I'm about this life.
I am. I mean, just, yeah. I mean, independent woman. Just, yeah. I mean, I'm very independent, but yet, you know, I have to also be a little soft. Like I said, that's that balance at home.
Great. What is maybe one book that has really impacted how you go about your business?
You know what? I'm going to tell you, Lisa Nichols' Abundance Now really got me. I love Lisa. I've been in the tribe for a little while now, but when I really kind of started going, I read that book and it just kind of gave me a different perspective in life. Just the way that you look at abundance and just gratitude and, you know, I mean, because that's everything. Like when you really step back and look at it, being grateful for the things that you have so you can open yourself up to being able to receive things. That's huge because we don't, I mean, I know for me before I didn't receive well. So it really just taught me how to be grateful, how to receive, how to know that abundance is not just money. Abundance is people around you. Abundance is so many different things. Abundance is joy. So once I really started to kind of change that, she really helped me to start to just let those blocks start to fall, you know, and really start to believe that, hey, you know what? You can have abundance. You could have anything you want. You just got to open yourself up to it.
Yeah, I often say that money is not the only currency. So especially when I talk to entrepreneurs or people who are thinking about becoming entrepreneurs and they're like, I don't want to give up my salary. And I tell them, money is not the only currency. There's so much energy. I think of it as energy, right? There's so much energy out in the world that there's enough for everyone. And if you let it flow, it has to flow through you, right?
Right.
It's going to come back. I was listening to the Power Networking Conference this past weekend, and someone said that the new currency is relationships and that relationships will take you places money cannot. And when the speaker said that, I was like, yes. And if you think about that, it will help you reorient what you value. So if you think about relationships as the new currency, that makes you value people. So I love that you said that, that abundance is many things.
Abundance makes you appreciate life more.
Yes. Because what good is it to have all the money and have no joy, right?
Exactly. I mean, abundance is health. You know, I always tell people, your health is your wealth. We've been hearing that for years, and it is. Because you could have all the money in the world, but If you're not healthy, how are you going to be able to go and enjoy it?
Right.
You can't. You're going to be up in that bed, laying down, looking at your pile of money or looking at the bank account, right? Your health is your wealth. Care of yourself.
I always say you can make more money. You can't make more time. Figure that out.
Right.
So Tiffany, if folks want to reach out to you, how can they find you and your wonderful magazine?
You can find me on Facebook at it's Tiffany Parra, or on Instagram, Coach Tiffany Parra. You can also find me on Linktree at Coach Tiffany Parra.
Perfect. And Tiffany, do you have any special events or anything coming up in the next month or so?
Let's see. We actually just finished our women's empowerment retreat over this weekend. So I'm going to take a little bit of a rest from that. But we do have a new book project that's going to be starting in October. We just finished the Becoming a Girl Powerhouse. Now we're going to be doing a Becoming a Teen Girl Powerhouse. So we want to hear from all those amazing teens from the ages of 13 to 18. We want to hear their amazing stories, and we want to help them to heal through those stories, through telling their story and take them on a journey as well. So if there's any parents out there with some amazing teen girls that are interested in writing, if they're creative, please reach out. We definitely want to help them shine.
Great. Thank you, Tiffany. And we'll share all that information in the show notes. It has been great having you as a guest, and I look forward to seeing all the great things that you're going to do going forward.
Thank you so much for having me, Nikki. This has been just awesome. Thank you.
Great. Take care. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Women Thriving in Business podcast. If you like this episode, share it with a friend. You can also join us on social media to share your feedback and comments. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to like, review, and subscribe on iTunes so you never miss an episode. Until next week, keep thriving.